this is the miracle always of God, how God is doing miracles.
Also, I want to share with you something how God changed this
in
the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and by the means. The last verse, Samuel said, quickly, Keda. Most of the man, I have to pray for 12 hours of prayer, but close our eyes to in a moment, that all of us feel the presence of the Lord. That God speak to all of us. Lord, thank you for this time we are here. We never stop, Lord, with all our challenges, with all the war, the fears, the fire, the hatred of David. We are coming to you, I know how much my brothers and sisters are facing great challenges. And the many times, Lord, challenges in our life quench the fire that we can live a certain life of victory. But above all, you are there and you love us. And whatsoever David does, Lord, it can't stop your work inside us. Let him do his worst. But help us to lift our eyes up, to go out of our frustration, Lord, and discover how much you love us. What we need, Lord, is trust you. Please help us. I pray that in that conference, receive from you only two things, Lord, forgiveness and trust. Please help us in these two areas. I feel what is lacking us as a group, Lord, is forgiveness. Receive forgiveness and help us to look up and trust you for our life. And if we get this to Lord, our life will be different. David will be defeated. And you will change everything in our life to make it like American power, Lord. I thank you for my father. Thank you for everyone here. Bless all of us, Lord. So it's so much. Virgin Mary and St. Mark, all the things. Hear us pray to you, our Father, for us. بصوا حبايبي ريد كده First Samuel chapter 7 from verse 3 open كده from verse 3 verse 2 حتى انا verse 2 first
So was that the after making Jeremiah a long time ago, was there 20 years? And the house of Israel lived
20 years. God was absent to be among his people. You are 20 years. Yes, 20 years. The Ark of Covenant was not there, which is in God's presence. For 20 years, I'm desperate to search to find the Lord. I need him. And the next verse always expected. What it said in verse 9, in verse 3? One for us. End of verse, yani the rest of verse 2. And the rest of verse 2. Yes. The people are mourning, crying. After the Lord. The people are crying after the Lord. When the presence of God, when the power of God, when God is not working, the next world always is mourning. It's sadness, failure. why I say to you, please try to trust God. Because without trusting God, God will be always absent. And you find the story of your life is always mourning. It's only sadness. And that happened. But the blessing here, they went to the correct place. They went to the Lord and said, Lord, we need you. The star, the Lord was absent because they don't think it is necessarily that God will be among them. But later on discover, I need him. Sadness, failure in my life because I don't trust God. Because I don't feel that the answer of all my challenges is God himself. But God always answers, which is amazing. Never God allow us to need him and he love us and leave us mourning. Don't make the story of your life it only sadness. Please. Kada verse 3 quickly.
Then Samuel spoke to the house of Israel, saying, if you turn to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Asherahs from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines.
Kada, God sent his spirit. God sent his word. God said, don't be sad, mourning, because that is not my will. You will see the will of God to be rejoicing, to be victorious, to be up. You decided that yourself. And always I say to you, no one colored my life or put destination of my life. I only put the destination of my life. Is that sadness, failure, or victory? You know, what happened because of you, not God or David? God is out of the story, and David is out of the story. You think you don't need the Lord, okay? You don't need it, but at the end, sadness in your mind. But how to solve the problem alone if you would return the backstory and clean the house from the side, clean the heart, remove other sins. Because when other sins are there, God always acts. Do you believe that there are other sins can overshadow the Lord or not in our life? Yes or no? How many believe that? Do you believe that other sins can distract us from the Lord or not? Do you believe that? Yes. He said to them, which you love the Lord and you want to see the Lord in your life? You want victory. You want the story to be like a joyful story? Clean the house from inside. And you prepare your heart for the Lord. And beautiful, beautiful. Verse 4, what happened? In verse 4, anyone read for us? You had to say, read verse 4 to that. Bravely, Kedah. What is for us, verse 4? Bravely, Kedah.
So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreths.
And they clean. Beautiful. The book gives it its power. Why did it happen from the start? Why it came late? Why should we wait 20 years? God is there. And I'm there. And God is willing to change the story. And when we decided we need the Lord alone, and God said, and I will come to be in your life. And they remove. The time you decide, I need the Lord give you all the power to feed everything. And at the end you find you and the Lord alone. I like very much the story of the woman quoted and said, when she came to Jesus, when they brought her to Jesus. And Jesus dismissed everyone away. And the story said in John 8 that Jesus and the woman were alone. I like that. They said, we want to worship the Lord. We want alone to be with the Lord. Cannot be alone with the Lord. They said that. And when they decided that, someone said to them, verse 5, call the people. I will pray to you. What? I will pray for you.
Will that make difference?
You will see.
Bring God among us. Let us bring God back to his throne in my heart, in your heart. And they all gathered. Verse 6. And when they have been gathered, they brought water and wool and the pouring. What do you mean they brought water and pouring? They brought water and pouring. The names? Obama, here. You are the best. ممكن تطلع لهم بداية من كيسة. يعني ايه؟ They drink water and pour. يعني ايه؟ What's practically? What's that mean? Yes? Please, yes. That's the best. Give a big hand. They are not from here. Why you are awakened? That's bad. They feel discouraged in God. What's his name is then? طب ايه الذنب اللي جنبك الحرام امينه مهم فدي بروت ووتر اند كلين ذيم سيلفز اند فاستر سيد وي دونت وونت فود واي وي وونت ذا لورد الون وي وونت تو جليت اور سيلف فرونت لورد وي نيد جوي وي نيد باور وي نيد تشينج اوف سيتويشن هاو ماني اوف يو وونت تو تشينج سيتويشن يور لايف اور واتس هابينج ان يور لايف هاو ماني وونت تو تشينج. You want to change. You want to see miracle. You want to see power. God wants you to see power. Believe me. When I sit down as a person and keep on keeping me sad story, I want to throw him from the window. I'm going to go outside. Where is power of God? Where is God of miracle? بس كده. I distract you. عشان أخليكم بقى إيه. You hate your life. بص كده. Maybe the only way to be healed is to hate your life. That's great. بص طلع كده second king. Second king يا جماعة من أحلى الكتب. The beginning. من the most beautiful books you need. Sorry. The end of first king and second king. هتلاقوا the story is beautiful about God's work. What's the title? Second King, Wadin, Chapter 2. And Elijah, God said Elijah should come and I replace him with Elisha. Okay? By day. And from verse 9, what is it for us? Khalina fil aul verse 8. Second King chapter 2, verse 8. Yalla, me read for us quickly, kida. What is Baba Emil Lahad? Fikra, I want to stay kida about 5 months. Before I come here to know the theology of these countries. Believe me. Yani I'm traveling everywhere in the world. Do you have another theology here? ممكن ما تجيبليش جروب لغايه ما تقعد معايا تفهمني how to deal with Australia. عندك اكس بوك طبعا تلاقيه عن كده. ممكن تبرك لي.
Maybe you stay 6 months here to understand.
I give you a big hand. 6 months. Either I win or I get a heart attack. I would like to. I think the first, the second one will help. Will a heart attack? Hi. Quickly, kid. Yalla, kid.
Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that. So the two of them crossed over and dry ground.
It's easy like that. Yes. It's not hard. So a man. Hold كان عارفين كان زمان الناس all the people زمان كانوا يلبسوا two robes كده outer and inner robe. فكان في ال beautiful weather ال hot ده اللي انتوا عايشين فيه ده the mood. ناس يقولوا لي مش أفريكا hot أقول لهم لا يمكن زي كده ده إحنا مهم. فا he took out the robe and smelled the water and the water divided and he passed. Easy like that or easy? Because God, his God is living God. It's amazing God. The problem is not in God. Don't think that hard for the Lord to do easy. That once he said to Moses, is there anything hard for the Lord? And no. And why you feel frustrated for people to eat meat? I would give them not meat not for one day, for 1 month. That here they smelt the water and it was divided and they passed. But then, in verse 6, in verse 9, what happened? Had it for us quickly, verse 9? Yes?
And so it was when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what may I do for you before I...
And I say, ask me what you want. So what a man, meet, imagine, a man ask another person what I want to do for you. Not God, he's a man. But he's a man of God. Man of God is very rich. Don't think that man of God is poor. And look what he wants to give you. And Elisha didn't say, that's blasphemy, that's bad, you are arrogant man. I mean, if I say that, if anyone, if Abuna Jonathan said that, Abuna Mark Howland is blasphemous. Tomorrow, you will go to the archdiocese عشان to excommunicate him. How can you say that? The Bible said, a man said to another man, what do you want me to do for you? What was the answer to Elisha? He didn't feel bad. He said, what he said? شنعد نوصل حتى الحزنة بسرعة. قال له ايه؟ إليشا قال له ايه؟ Give me John, don't sleep. Read for us. يلا بسرعة كده. Verse 9. قال له I want double of your spirit. But Jesus asked every one of us, asked the disciples, what do you want me to do for you before you go to heaven? قال له give us your spirit and I will give you my spirit. Don't think that's hard. Don't think that's blasphemy. Jesus said, wait, I will give you my spirit. And you will do things much more than what I did. Can that happen? Yes. All over history. Some of you old enough to remember the time of Pope Corollos, even Pope Schroeder. We saw miracles of the world. Don't think power of God is real. Allah said, I'll give you double of your spirit. Allah, boss, kid, verse 10. He didn't say no. What he said to him? Had it for us quickly? Can you read this one?
So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not,
stand me. Hello, eh? But he didn't say no. Hello, you will get it in one condition. What a condition? Any condition here? What's the conditions? One condition. Malush, no. He didn't say, I can't give it to you. He didn't say, that's too hard. And no. It will be given to you in one condition. What's the condition? What's the condition? I have it.
His departure. If God allows it. If God allows it.
Eh? When the heart is pure enough to see this. And look, keep your heart pure and you'll see me. And you'll take two of my spirit. Double the portion of my spirit. What's that? But you never change. Keep your heart pure and you'll see miracle of the Lord. You'll have the same power of Elijah. In fact, I look up in history, if you go through the miracles of Elijah and the miracle of Elisha, like Elisha did like 5 times, not double the miracles of Elijah. He said, if you have a pure heart, you will get double of my spirit. And he was taken from him. بص كده بقى اللي انا كنت عايز اقراه من الصبح. And verse 13. Elijah went to heaven. And what Elisha did in verse 13, quickly. What is for us? This side, anyone? Yes. Yes.
He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank.
And continue.
Then he took the mantle of Elijah and that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that. And the nation was so.
Do you believe that is so? How many of you believe this story is true? How many of you? Believe this story is true. And look, where is the God of Elijah? Is it me or not? Yes, it was you. She asked him. He won't give you power. He took the dress بتاع Elijah and dismissed the water, and the water ate. Do you have God of Elijah or not? Do you have him or not? If you have him, you will find all his power. Alone, come, I will pray for you. And you'll see the power of the Lord. What happened with Elijah and Elisha? And they all came, poured water, and washed themselves. Alone, and they confessed their sins. Let us tell you about Psalm 7. Badin, their enemy, which seems here, in verse 7. Now we are first Psalm 7:7. They hid and came. And the people of God was afraid. Because if you go to chapter 40, we have been defeated twice. Very much defeated. And will be defeated again. Do you think they can be defeated again? Yes or no? They have been defeated twice before. Do you think they can be defeated again? Yes or no?
Yes.
Who say yes? But who say no? When they returned to the Lord, and the Lord returned to them, and someone said, God is among you. Can they be defeated? Do you think so? If God's there, can they be defeated? At the start, they have been defeated because God was not there. Because they were away from the Lord. But when they mourn, when they turn back to the Lord, when they say, we want the Lord to be among us, and God said, okay, clean, and I clean. I want everything to be pure. And the Lord returned back to his throne. Do you think defeat can happen? Never. Never happen. Because God of Elijah is there. The enemies came. He didn't prepare anything. He didn't make a strategy how to defeat them. And Samuel prayed. In verse 9. He took lamb, offered it, prayed. And God answered. And verse 10, what it for us, Kada? What's Kada? Verse 10, what it for us?
Now Samuel was offering up the burnt offering. The Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel.
What's that? Something wrong, Mishka. There's no war. Could you find any war, any weapons here? What happened? Saul prayed. He offered the burning offering. And he prayed. And the God of Elijah was there. And Saul asked him, where is God of Elijah? The Lord appeared. And he himself thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistine. And that day, and all of them were confused. And what happened? Victory. What happened? Victory. But what was the start of the story? Can you remind me? In verse 2, what was the start of the story? In verse 2. What was the start? نفس السنة. And all the house of Israel عملوا إيه؟ كانوا بيعملوا إيه؟ What they were doing? They were crying. Lamenting. At the end of the story. بص الـ end بتاع the story إيه؟ Verse 12. What was the end of the story? حد read for us brave كده؟ Verse 12. بص كده. Read for us verse 12 quickly. What was the end of the story? Quickly, get up. What's the difference? It's 10 verses. Jama'ah, victory, power to see the miracle of the Lord is not hard. It's not impossible, as you say. What's it? The start was lamenting. Oh, yes. We should lament. If God is not there, if we keep foolish things inside us, if you insist to go to the well to feed ourselves, mourning will be there, sadness will be there, and failure will be there. But the time we say, I want the Lord. The time I say, I want to see the power of God in my life, not sadness. God, come back. It's not hard. Just don't say, power of God in your life is complicated things. All the time, everyone meet me only, Sayyidina, put for us 25 steps we do that, we can go from verse 2 to verse 12. Muhammad, he said me about 25,000, not 25. But in God's plan, it is easy. It doesn't need 25 steps. It needs one thing. Do you want the Lord or not? What do you want in your life? God is there to thunder over the weak, over David. God is there or not? You want to find like earthquake to change everything in your life or not? It's up to you. Go kida to Acts 16. Quickly kida. Don't think this is like all the story in the Old Testament never happened. كل واحد يقول له صورة Old Testament جميلة بس it never happened. Maybe in Australia it never happened. But everywhere I see it. بص كده. Even in Africa. بص كده. Acts 16 verse 25. God said to Paul, St. Paul, go. Come across. Go to Europe. He went there. And he found himself suddenly in prison. And they strip him. They beat him. And he's expecting death. Humiliated. Very sad story. What he did here? Also, get at verse 24. خلينا من 23 كده. حد يقرأ كده.
And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them secure. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
It's very sad story. God said to me, I am his son. I should be victorious. I should be strong. I should see the power of the Lord. And instead of that, I found myself what? Stripped, beaten, and in prison. How can I trust God? All the time people say to me, Sayyidina, we read the word of God, we hear the sermons, and we try to trust God, and I find myself in jail, in a cell. Hold in the cell. What can I do? Always we feel self-pity. Many left the church. Many left the Lord. Many feel frustrated and like discouraged. What happened there? Verse 25. What happened? Verse 25. What's wrong? They should be crying. The logic should be crying. في حاجة في الترانسليشن بتاعت الترجمة كل حاجة سريج في الترانسليشن. And in my translation, also they were crying, they complaining, and everyone was crying. زين. مش كده؟ مش that what we do? When we find our dreams are broken, when we find something not expected happen, when I have high expectation from the divinity, what can I? What always we do? We cry, lament, and fight to the moon, and fight to the moon, and stop coming to the church and say, "I will never serve the Lord," because why the Lord allows that to happen? Where are the prophecies? Where's the power of God? But what they were doing, I think, can be made. But originally, him, like theology, liturgy, praising the Lord, Ya Rabbi, can we praise the Lord? I think the next word by the praising the Lord, eh? Verse 36. The same what happened with Samuel. When Samuel took this burning offering and started praising the Lord, what happened? When he did that, what happened? The Lord عمل إيه؟ Thunder from heaven and defeated enemy. The same. The Bible, يا جماعة, never changed itself. Well, God never changed himself. The same story. كثير عاد أقول. Story I read it before. It only changed the names. But he is the same God. What happened? Next verse, what happened? When they were praising, when they prayed. Praising the Lord. Praising for what? تفتكروا كان بريزن فور وات؟ لما they are in prison and the mission stopped and they are suffering and their dreams broken and no hope for them. Why they were praising? Praising for what? Exhortation for what? Can we make exhortation? Can we thank the Lord? Can we thank the Lord or not? Yes or no? When everything is broken, when everything is gloomy, when all our dreams have been shattered, can we praise the Lord or not? Yes or no? And Mira told yes. How? Yes. Because we praise not for gifts, but we praise for God Himself. Sitting in Shatsi, I have a crown. Can you praise the Lord عشان خاطر تصحصح كده؟ Yes. We praise the Lord not for His gifts. We praise the Lord because we trust Him. كده بقول لكم, your problem, how can you trust God, not trust yourself? Always we put plans to God and to come and to pray and say, Lord, bless my plans. Do you think that God can work it this way? Do you believe so? Yes or no? Yes? طب هديك هدية عشان it is no. بس هديك رأينا بقى. Thank you, sir. It never works like that. God never accept we put the plans for Him and they bless Him. Never. God put His own plans. You remember today's, I said to you, today's ago, I said to you, and he sent me, he said the servants, don't put plan to this man in the changing of the world of wine. And don't say to him, don't say any word to him. Why? Because always he do things in his own way. He never take instruction for him. I said to you when he said, so they filled the jars with water, everyone was complaining. We don't want water. They're confused. Shadim water. We have a lot of water. And I didn't mind. The problem is wine. And that will spoil everything. Hello? Right here came at him. Listen to him. Whatsoever he says, obey. Trust him. How can we trust him? We need wine and he give us water. And that will spoil everything. It will be shameful in front of the people, the vegetables. We have a lot of guests and they are honored. They need wine, but not water. And I told you, listen.
and they filled the jars with water. What happened? The chief of the banquet, alone, you get best wine today. Give them best wine. Can we trust the Lord in His plans? Can we stop saying why God did that? I tell you a true story. فكرة تجيها بوك فيها موفي كمان. كان في a servant, a great servant, serving in her church. And in a spiritual day like that, she went to them, to the beach there. And she was a great servant of yours. And when she was jumping in the water, her neck has been broken. And she went to the hospital. And she couldn't move her hand or her leg. Was paralyzed. And she thought, yes, by time I will be here. And everyone was coming to her, everyone was praying for him, and they brought her all the men of prayer, and said, you will be here, you will be here, you will see. After 2 months, everyone go home. And everyone is busy with his own life. And no one start to come to visit her. And she discovered at the end that doctor said to her, I tell you the truth, you will be paralyzed like that all your life. It's what? No, I will be healed. God said that. Allah, no, you will never be healed. You will be always paralyzed like that forever. And I trust my God. I trust power of God. Allah, trust as you like. But from the medical side, or medical view, you will be paralyzed all your life. She was crying, desperate. And she started to say, I hate God. And she started to dismiss all the servants to come to her. And anyone want to come to pray for her, I don't want her. And they quit God from her life. Well, then I hate God. I hate the day I serve God. Kept like that for 2 months. And God was silent. After 2 months, one of the old servants can relate it to the family. Mama can all the time her father care for her and her sisters, she has sisters, and come to visit her. And the man came. Well, can I meet her? She doesn't want to meet anyone. Please allow me to meet her. When he met her, I let you don't speak about God. Allah, I'm not coming to speak about God. I let you don't pray for me. Allah, I'm not coming to pray for you. I let you what you want. Allah, I want to say to you, if you want joy, don't ask why that happened. Let what? Allah, don't ask why that happened to me. But rather trust God and live there. Don't answer. She kept on thinking. And for the first time, she accepted and the prayer and said, Lord, I will never say what that happened. I accept, I trust you for what happened. And start by the rehab, a lot of rehabilitation in Kulika. After she went from the rehab center, she started to go to churches to speak. And she was using a wheelchair. But she was encouraging everyone, big meetings, and everyone asks, I'm happy, I'm okay, I'm praising the Lord. Then, in big gathering, one asked her, Allah, if the past would return back, and God would ask you, would you accept that happened to you, or you can cancel that from your life? Say the question again. One said to her, if the past, you're turning back to the past, and God gave you a choice, will you accept the accident to happen to you, or He removed from you what happened? What answer you would say to the Lord? She kept silent about 2 or 3 minutes again, without tears coming from her eyes. After that, she said,
I would prefer that happened to me. What? And I prefer, because that is the will of God for my life. And I accept it. And this lady start to be like a source of power to thousands of people. And without what happened, it never that God used anymore. If that problem wouldn't happen to me, God would never use me to do miracles in the heart or in the life of thousands of people. That was blessing the Lord. Trust the Lord. He was speaking. It seemed that everything is hopeless. His mission stopped. And no future, because next day they should dismiss him. But still trust the Lord. Still trust the Lord. What you need to go to the Lord and say, whatsoever happened, I trust you. I never ask why that happened. I don't want to give you plans and to bless it to me. Lord, I never ask you for that. But I trust you day after day. I have my quiet time with you. And I allow you to work in my life. And when that happened, also what happened back then? An earthquake happened. What need for us, Kenna? Like that very much. Earthquake, doors open. Which doors? Which doors? Any doors? Who can tell me? Which doors? Which doors have been open? Of the prison? No. They call it in Swahili Apana, you know. Can't be doors of the prison. Which doors were open? Your heart. Doors of the heart. Thank you. Give it big hand. Shut the house. But again, which door? Cross? Take the cross, Habib. Yeah. God forgive him. Which doors have been opened? I agree, it's the doors of his heart. It's another doors have been opened. Which is more important? Eh? Yes, Shatr Awi. Talib, I choose your gift for yourself. غزالة ولا فراشة اللي انت عايزاه. Come and choose your gift. Whatsoever you want. بص كده. تعال come. The doors of heaven have been opened. And God wants always to open for us. Oh, to shower us with blessings. Not only like that. And all the chains have been loosed. I like that very much. Try, please, in that conference to pray and say, Lord, make earthquake, change me from the side. I trust you. I don't want to put any plans in you. Stop me to put plans in you. Help me only to trust and praise you. Whatsoever happened. I like very much the word of St. Paul in Romans 8. And in nothing separate me from love of Christ. The problems, the ages, whatsoever happened. In all these, we are more than conquerors. Let devil does his worst. But at the end, the victory is for the Lord. Samuel did that. And Elisha did that. And here, Samuel did the same. Praise and trust in the Lord. And heaven was open. And God showered with blessings. Joy to everyone. Everyone was happy. Yes, sir.
At the end of this story, the prisons were opened, and so they were able to trust the Lord. What happens in our life if there is a problem in our life, and there is no solution, and no solution has come? How do we still trust the Lord? And if no solution ever comes, should we still trust the Lord?
And I believe you're honest. All of us face challenges. Don't think that our life in the mission or the mission has no challenges. But as we trust the Lord and praise Him, as miracles of God work in His own way, in His own time. Remember, and God has His own way and His own time. Many times my expectation of miracle is like that. But God said no. It never worked like that. And always I say, the vision appeared to St. Paul here, a man said to him, come across and help us. And he went there to find some ladies, take showers. And he baptized him. But the problem, what is the man appeared to him? What is the man who said to him, come across and help us? God said to him, go to Europe because there is a man need to come to me and I need him. But he went, he couldn't find the man. And he found himself in prison. When he could praise the Lord in that situation, the man came to him, the jailer, and said to him, can you baptize me? And he brought all his family. And that was the start of the church of Philippi. And that was answer of the vision. Yeah, many times we assume that when St. Paul could baptize Lydia and the other woman, he could achieve his mission. But that's not the will of God. What is the will of God? A man should be believing. But the price of that is that Paul should be beaten and praise the Lord and trust, Lord, I trust you, if even I couldn't see the man. But when we trust and praise him, the man comes. And the man, when he came, what he said to St. Paul? Buskina. And the man, verse 30. What happened? 29. Good to get hadith for us, loudly. We are in Acts 16, 29. One need for us. A criminal man, a Roman soldier, he doesn't know what salvation. He is happy with his life. He's very rich and he's a man of power. He was head of the prison. But he came and knelt down in front of one of the prisoners. And Jewish that time in the eyes of Romans were like foolish people. I feel when I give Saeed the Lincoln of Australia and look at them and laugh at them. Start kid. Can he like Saeed for the that Roman soldier? But he knelt in front of St. Paul and said, look, what can I do to be saved? Can you help me to be saved, please? Ya Rabbi. What's that? And that's answered upon. I'm expecting something and I found myself in jail. What can I do? I praise the Lord. I keep on praising. I keep on praying. I trust the Lord. I found the woman and the woman has been baptized. But I know this is not my dream. God has another plan. I feel, what is the man appeared to me? I feel discouraged. I came all the way to find myself in prison and beaten and humiliated. And my mission stopped. How can I praise the Lord? But St. Paul praised the Lord and was saying beautiful doxology. And the earthquake happened. And the man appeared. And not like that. But had the read for us. Verse 34. We have 33. From 33. Surah, wait for us. Habibi, you have Bible.
And he took them.
I don't want to let Ashim in here.
And he took them the same hour of the night and washed the stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized.
Yes, continue, Habib.
Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household.
He rejoiced. What's the end of the story here? Rejoicing. Yes, joy. All the stories working with God did ends by miracle, earthquake, miracle, and rejoicing. God wants the story of our life to be like that. Always end the story by the first part. I am in the prison. I'm sad. I'm discouraged. I'm crying. And I send an email and say I came here and to hear God and to obey God. At the end, I find myself in the prison and humiliated. And I'm crying. I'm desperate. I have self-pity. And I stop going to the church. And God looked from heaven. Please say, I mean, why you went to story here? Continue. Trust me. But I'm beaten. I'm humiliated. Trust me. Listen to me. Trust me. Keep on praising me. Keep on trusting me. And when we trust him, the earthquake happened. And the miracle happened. And we see the power of God. And we see joy. But can always in God established the most strongest and the popular church to St. Paul by what happened to him here, humiliation. Yani always God's miracle happened through when I accept to trust the Lord when everything is dark, when everything is hopeless. I trust him and I praise him. And that is established the most strongest church. And the only church which could help St. Paul financially at the end of his life. When I could praise the Lord when everything is against him. Can we trust the Lord in when things are dark? Can I say to him day after day, I love you, I trust you. Whatsoever happened, I never put my plans for you. I never have expectation. And if it didn't work, I will be discouraged. I feel bad. I will leave you. Please stop that. Please stop that. Please trust him whatsoever happened. But at the end, always miracles happen. And it ends with joy. Then I can imagine St. Paul when he left Philippi Keda and remember what happened. And he left strong big church. طبعا, he reminded himself, but this church has been established through suffering and the trust in the Lord. Yes, great things would happen in your life if you trust him. But can we trust him or not? That's the question. Can we say, in all times I'm with you, in all times, Lord, I will serve you, whatsoever happens. In all time, I look up, kid, I never want to look around me what's happening or what's about my dream. You prefer, you love me much more than I love myself. How many of you believe that God loves you much more than you love yourself? Do you believe that? Some people think that they love themselves much more than God loves them. Which one? Which one is more love for you, for yourself? God's love for you or your love for yourself? Which one? Do you trust that God's love? God's love. But I promise you, if problem happens tomorrow, I will leave the church. Maybe I will kill this man. You trust God? If even things are against your dreams, if even your dreams have been delayed, at the end, God's America will be. That's what I pray. Believe me, in our life will be always full of joy, miracles of the Lord. But are we willing to pay the price or not? Are we willing to trust the Lord and pay the price or not? Or we won't eat the Lord. I feel it plague with the West End. And we always want everything to eat. Everything is derived through. And everything can come from my home. Everything is easy. This is not the will of God. Daniel, can you stop preaching, please? Because I can't me and you preach. Can you come beside me here?
kind of odd. Any place, I guess. Thank you. Sorry. That's good. I get it. But God wants the best for you. But do you trust Him? It's up to you. You trust Him. Let us get a stand up, kiddo. God give us more than one story today about God of Elijah, God of Mary, God of Paul, who is willing always to open heaven and to open the prison, to do miracles. To say, Lord, I want to see this past miracle. I want to see you living, God. I want to trust you when even things are dark, like not working well. I want to change my defeat to victory, and I put a stone here, like a sign stone. Say, God is victorious, and God has changed my life from being defeated, from being mourning, from being lamented, to be victorious, to be joyful. You never accepted defeat, God. You could defeat death, and from that time till now, all the time you want to defeat death in your life. Failure. Give us victory. Give us joy. Your story in our life is a story of joy and humanity. Never a story of weakness, or failure, or sadness, Lord. It's very abnormal. For this reason, you ask us all the time, rejoice in the Lord. And I say to you, rejoice. In all things, in everything, rejoice in the Lord. Care for nothing, trust me. Help everyone here in this place to trust you, Lord. And make you first kid in your life. In his life. What's ever happened? All of us praying with Job and saying, even if he would slay me, if even I would lose my life, if even I would lose everything, I'm still trusting him. Teach me this lesson, Lord. That miracle happened. Teach me when times are dark, when things are against me, and when I find my dreams have been shattered, this is the time I praise you. I trust you. Lord, stop that idea in our life that always together we have our own like big head and big dreams and we want by force together, to force you to do them, to achieve them. And at the end, I'm frustrated and you are frustrated. And at the end, this is not your will for us. And thank you, Lord, for your love. Let everyone in the place, let everyone to go back, rejoicing, praising you, so that the Shem Mother Bishop Mary, Saint Maximilian, all the saints, Lord, bless us, hear us, pray to you, our Father who art in heaven.